RFA Bacchus. Early history. The second RFA ship to bear the name Bacchus was ordered from the Caledon Shipbuilding and Engineering Company, Dundee, on December 17, 1935, as a replacement for her namesake of 1915. Her keel was laid down on February 14, 1936, as yard number 358, and she was launched on July 15, 1936. She was originally built as an Admiralty Design 3,154-ton naval stores carrier and initially operated out of Chatham, making regular five-week runs to Gibraltar and Malta carrying essential naval, victualling and armament stores and occasionally small numbers of service passengers. She sailed on her first Malta run in late May 1938, followed by a second in July. Her third run, in September, was extended to call at Alexandria, arriving back at Chatham in mid-November. She resumed her normal five-weekly run to Malta in December. She was at Chatham when war was declared on September 3, 1939, and she made her last Mediterranean voyage later that month. On Saturday, September 16, 1939, while steaming in the Atlantic, 170 miles southwest of Fastnet Rock, Bacchus was attacked by a U-boat, possibly U-31 or U-33. Note, see the list of U-boat attacks on this date on www.uboat.net. Two occurred on this day, and in roughly the same area, against the SS Arkleside and SS Aviemore. She was narrowly missed by a torpedo, but her gun crews successfully drove off her attacker. During wartime, she had a crew of 69, which included the captain and officers of the Royal Fleet Auxiliary Service, Lascar seamen, Guernese stewards, and a naval store staff of five, headed by a deputy naval store officer who held a temporary commission as a lieutenant commander, RNVR, Special Branch. In addition, there were 12 DEMS, defensively equipped merchant ships, gunners led by a leading seaman, and a naval signal rating for lamp work. For self-defense, she was armed with one old 4-inch breech-loading gun on the poop, a 12-pound array HA/LA gun mounted amidships above the engine room, and four Oerlikon guns. For defense against mines, she could stream four paravans from the bow. On her return to the UK in October, she put into Falmouth for conversion into a distilling ship. She was fitted with two distilling plants recovered from the First World War battleship HMS Resolution. On completion of this work, she reallocated to the Clyde as a distilling ship, Greenock becoming her base port. On March 11, 1940, Bacchus, in company with RFA Prestol and British Lady and escorts HMS Hastie and HMS Hotspur, departed from the Clyde for Scapa Flow. She was to remain at Scapa from March 17, 1940 till June 29, 1941, when she sailed for Methil Rhodes. She arrived at Leith Docks on July 1, 1941 to be modified to operate as a dual naval stores issuing ship, distilling ship. She made a short visit to Rosyth on August 5, 1941, returning to Leith Docks on the 8th. She sailed for Scapa the following day, via Methil Rhodes, arriving at Scapa Flow on August 11. Bacchus remained here until February 25, 1942, when she sailed for Liverpool after a brief stop at Lynas. Allocated to the Eastern Fleet. Bacchus arrived at Liverpool on February 28, 1942. She was now allocated for service with the Eastern Fleet. Preparations were made to store ship and equipment for a naval stores issuing ship stocked to equivalent of 6 months' stores for 20 destroyers or corvettes and a distilling ship capacity of 250 tons per day. She sailed from the UK with convoy OS-29 for Freetown on May 22, 1942. The convoy arrived at Freetown on June 11, 1942. From there she sailed for Durban, South Africa. She remained at Durban until Monday, July 20, when she sailed in convoy CM-30 for Aden. The convoy arrived at Aden on Saturday, August 8. Her movements from here are not known. She next appears at Kilindini, from where she sailed for Colombo with convoy KR-4 on Monday, September 21. She developed engine trouble on passage and put into the Seychelles to make repairs, arriving at Colombo on Monday, October 5. Bacchus spent the next month working in Colombo harbour before sailing for Bandar Abbas, via Bombay, in convoy MB-17 on November 9. Bacchus arrived in Bandar Abbas on November 21, 1942. She remained here until April 10, 1943, when she sailed for Bombay, in convoy PB-35, arriving there on the 17th. Bacchus next appears in convoy DN-50A from Durban on July 4, 1943, arriving at Kilindini with her escort HMS Sondra on the 12th. She remained at Kilindini until September 8 before returning to Durban under escort from ships Lurcher and Sondra, arriving at Durban on September 18. On October 3, 1943, Bacchus entered the dry dock at Durban, but it was undocked 2 days later, the work incomplete. She was docked again on October 21 and was undocked the following day, work completed. She sailed from Durban with convoy DKA-5, on October 26, she detached from the convoy and proceeded to Mombasa, where she arrived on November 7. After storing ship at Mombasa, Bacchus sailed for Colombo with her escort HMS Sondra, calling at the Seychelles and at Atoll, where she arrived on November 21. The following day she sailed in company with the SS John W. Mackay and the destroyer Quick Match as convoy XC-11, arriving at Colombo on November 25. On December 7, 1943, Bacchus sailed from Colombo for another round trip to Durban, calling at Bombay in convoy MB.57, then on to Aden. From Aden she joined convoy AKD-11A on January 9, 1944, arriving at Durban on January 23. Operation Transom. On Thursday, April 6, 1944, Bacchus, in company with RFA Belgol, sailed in convoy XC-18 from Adwa Atoll for Colombo, arriving on Sunday, April 9, 1944, before sailing with the Calcutta-bound convoy JC-45, which departed Colombo on April 20, and detaching for onward passage to Trincomalee. On arrival she joined RFAs Eagledale, Echodale, Arndale, Appleleaf, and Pearleaf to form Task Force 67, a small logistic replenishment force, the forerunner to the fleet train, in support of a carrier-launched bombing raid on the harbour of Sourabaya in Java, Operation Transom. Task Force 67 sailed at 1100 hours on April 30, 1944, bound for Exmouth Gulf on the northwest cape of Australia. The RFAs were escorted by the cruiser HMS London, destroyers HMS Rotherham and HNLMS Van Galen, and frigate HMS Findhorn. This force was to provide fuel and water for the carriers HMS Illustrious and USS Saratoga, and they were in position by May 14. The fleet arrived, fueled, stored and watered and sailed for the operation, which took place on the 17th. The Japanese were taken completely by surprise as they assumed that a strike force could not mount an attack at that distance from the nearest base in Ceylon. On May 19 the fleet returned to Exmouth Gulf after the raid, replenished once again and left for return to Ceylon. The support ships were to follow at their slower speed. Bacchus made one more round trip, Colombo, Calcutta, in late August, early September 1944 before returning to Trincomalee to support the large numbers of vessels assembling for the new British Pacific Fleet train in Ceylon. As part of the fleet train, Bacchus was tasked with storing BPF destroyers, and below, cruisers and above were allocated to the RFA City of Dieppe, a combined naval and victualling store issuing ship. It was anticipated that Bacchus would be required to store up to 25 destroyers and escorts during a 5-day replenishment period. Allocated to the British Pacific Fleet. Bacchus departed Trincomalee for Fremantle on January 30, 1945, arriving there on February 15. After 4 days spent refueling and storing, she sailed for Sydney, arriving there on February 27. After embarking the maximum amount of stores she could safely accommodate, Bacchus sailed for the Admiralty Islands on March 3. She joined other elements of the fleet train at Sea Adler Harbour, off Manus Island, on March 13. The assembled ships now formed Task Force 112. And elements of the force began moving forward to be ready to support the fleet at Ulithi Atoll and at Leyte in the Philippines. Bacchus sailed for Leyte Gulf, with the 2nd Fleet Train Convoy on March 19, in company with HMS Lothian, flagship Rear Admiral, Fleet Train, HMS Slinger, HMS Tyne, HMS Artifex, and the civilian manned ships Empire Spearhead, Wave King, Wave Monarch, Arndale, Dingledale, Fort Colville, Ace Musk, Denbyshire, Robert Musk, Thyro S., and Hermelin. They anchored in San Pedro Bay on the 26th. An earlier support group comprising of the CVE Striker, with replacement aircraft, sloop Crane, frigate Findhorn, destroyer Whirlwind, and the tankers San Ambrosio, Cedar Dale and San Adolfo had sailed from Manus on March 17 to be ready to replenish the ships of Task Force 57, which sailed for Ulithi Atoll, some 900 miles north of Manus, on March 18. At the end of April, when the aircraft carriers of Task Force 57 completed Phase 1 of strikes against the Japanese homeland, Operation Iceberg 1, March 26 to April 20, and withdrew to Leyte between April 23 and May 4. During this period, Bacchus was utilized fully. The store issuing schedule was at all order, both in the actual issue to individual ships and the time required to assemble each ship's requirement. It was necessary for Bacchus to prepare the bulk of the store demands several days in advance. To facilitate this, a destroyer was detached from the fleet a few days in advance, bringing all the various store demands ahead of the main force's arrival. It was this that enabled her, working flat out, to be ready for the first vessel to be stored, HMS Undine, upon her arrival alongside at 1300 hours on April 23. The first three storeloads were pre-assembled on deck, and those on the foredeck were hoisted aboard the customer. Undine took only 15 minutes to transfer 10 tons of stores. Once complete, the remaining two loads moved forward and a new third load was begun. She was constantly required to move around the fleet. The target was 5 store issues a day, but in addition she was delivering fresh water to anyone who needed it. Bacchus remained at Leyte until mid-May 13, arriving back at the RN base Manus on May 21. Back at Manus she continued working, mainly as a water carrier, before she was on the move again on July 12. The distances from Manus to the fleet's operating area off Japan were so great that a number of oil tankers and supply ships, including Bacchus, Brown Ranger, Eagledale, Fort Wrangell, San Antonio, Gudrunmusk, and Kelantan, were sent forward to Enewetok in the Marshall Islands, providing a shorter supply line to support the fleet. They operated there until August 6 before sailing to return to Manus. 3 days after she arrived back at Manus, the Japanese surrendered on August 15. post-war. With hostilities over, attention now turned to reoccupation of former Commonwealth territories and the repatriation of prisoners of war, Bacchus, in company with the HMS Deer Sound, RFAs Rapidal, Salvster, Salvictor and Green Ranger, escorted by HMAS Gawler, Launceston and Tamworth, sailed from Manus on August 30 bound for Hong Kong. This small convoy arrived off Hong Kong on September 9, 1945. Bacchus provided support for ships deployed there for the reoccupation of the colony and to restore services. Bacchus departed Hong Kong on October 9, arriving back at Manus on October 20. She sailed for Sydney 2 days later, arriving there on October 31. She remained at Sydney until February 16, 1946, when she sailed for Hong Kong. On arrival there on March 7, she entered a dockyard to undergo a conversion back into a stores freighter. On emerging from the dockyard, she resumed service as a Royal Fleet auxiliary vessel and remained in service until being laid up at Singapore on April 13, 1962. She was purchased on August 14, 1962 by Chippewa Shipping and Trading Co. Ltd., Singapore and renamed Pulau Bali. No record of commercial use under this name. She appears to have remained anchored in the outer roads of Singapore Harbour until August 12, 1964, when she was beached at Singapore prior to breaking up for scrap. Article produced by Tony Drury. Copyright 2015. www.royalnavyresearcharchive.org.uk